Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an Ohio innovator. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This month, we're exploring stories of Black excellence throughout Ohio history. Today, the man behind the modern traffic signal. Ohio Newsroom student storyteller Alana Marshall reports.
Garrett Morgan was born in 1877 in Paris, Kentucky, the son of former slaves. At age 14, he left his family farm with only a sixth-grade education and moved to Ohio. Morgan took a job at a sewing machine factory in Cleveland, where his curiosity led to his first invention, a belt fastener that improved the machine's efficiency. Mary Olawonye, who wrote a biography about Morgan, describes him this way.
A brilliant thinker and a creative problem solver, he demonstrated the importance of having faith and confidence in yourself, of using your mind to conceive ideas.
Morgan noticed that firefighters struggled with smoke inhalation. He studied up on absorbent filters and created a safety hood that was a precursor to the gas mask used in World War I. After a gas explosion in Cleveland left 80 people trapped underground, police called on Morgan to help.
There were rescue attempts being made, but at one point they remembered Garrett Morgan and they remembered seeing a demonstration of a safety hood that Garrett Morgan had.
Morgan wore his invention and risked his life to help rescue two men and recover four bodies. But he didn't get any credit for the rescue. And when people discovered Morgan was Black, many refused to buy his products.
But that didn't stop him. He continued on with his creations and his work, but it was disappointing.
Morgan hired tutors, listened to radio stories, and kept working. He eventually invented the three-way traffic stoplight after witnessing a carriage accident at a Cleveland intersection. Morgan also founded the Cleveland Call-In Post newspaper and created the Wakeman Country Club, one of Ohio's first recreational clubs developed by an African American. His descendants still gather there today. Among them, his granddaughter, Sandra Morgan, who got to know him through her father.
Within our family, we were well aware of our legacy and our history, and used that as a springboard to our own achievements and our own growth.
Sandra says her grandfather is best understood through both his inventions and his interactions with others. He would go to barbershops around town and convince people to try out his hair products, using some surprising tactics.
He would drink a big gulp of the black hair oil stain. Well, everyone would be mortified, and he said, "You see, it's made with cod liver oil or something, and so it's not going to hurt you. You can put this in your hair. You could even have a swig, and you'll be just fine."
These sorts of stories and details are crucial when considering black inventors, says Rayvon Boucher. He's a professor at Northwestern University and author of a book about historic black inventors, who he says are often reduced to the sum of their achievements during Black History Month.
Mainly it's a name, a patent number, and an invention. And that completely flattens the experience of who these people were.
Boucher says people often think the final product is the most important thing, but this can overshadow the pathway to those successes.
Not understanding and celebrating just how difficult and amazing these folks were to say, "I know I'm not considered a full human being. I'm not considered worthy, but I'm just going to put all that to the side and just go for it." And that's the part that's amazing.
Mary Olawonye, his biographer, hopes people who learn about Garrett Morgan are inspired.
If he could do that, when he did that, with all the challenges he faced, then you too can do anything that you want to do once you put your mind to it.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Alana Marshall.
The series is funded in part by the America 250 Ohio Commission. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.